Thank you, everybody. So this is our meeting of the Governance, Finance and Community Service Committee for the 20th of May 2019 already. So all persons in attendance are advised that it is Council policy to record Council meetings in accordance with Council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on Council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Members of the public in attendance of the meeting who do not wish for their words to be recorded and or published on the website should contact a relevant council officer and advise of their wishes prior to the start of the meeting. Thank you. So moving right on to item one, apologies. We've got a full house, so this we'll move right on to declarations of interest. All quiet? Okay. Item 3.1, public question time. If there's any members of the public that would like to speak. Thank you, Mr. Russell.
Rodney Russell, 225 Steele Street, Devonport. At a previous council meeting, I asked if Devonport City Council was or will do audits of other storage areas or collections which may hopefully turn up the missing items belonging to Devonport Sister City Association. The question was passed to the Convention and Arts Centre Director, who I understand was already doing such audits. I would like to know if Devonport City Council was doing audits of areas under its control, for example, the Council Works Depot, the storage facility in Launceston, which items were sent to, and or the new storage area in the multi-storey car park.
Thank you.
Through you, Madam Chair, the council storage areas, being the multi-storey car park, but also the works depot, the arts storage area, the Lawrence Drive, have all been checked in relation to the items that you're referring to. The off-site storage in Launceston that you're referring to is only a paper-based records storage. It doesn't actually have any other types of storage items in that area. And that was done through a process where all of that information was recorded as it was transferred to the off-site location.
Thank you. Lawrence Drive Cemetery. I see Devonport City Council has started to put new gravel down for the walking paths between graves. Do you have a work program I could see, please? If you are going to do more works at that site.
Understand. Thank you. Can we take that on notice and get back to you in writing?
You can.
Thank you,
I have
Mr.
a third
Russell.
Question.
Thank you. Good evening, Mr. Janney.
Good evening, Councillor Jarman, and thank you. My name's Douglas Janney, 23 Watkinson Street, Devonport. Page 50 of tonight's agenda. Item CB00080. What caused this overexpenditure of some $36,698?
Did you say 660 it ended in?
Sorry, the item is CB0080. And the over expenditure is $36,698. The job is complete.
Thank you.
Through you, Madam Chair. It was in relation to the art gallery integration project. There was some costs associated with, because it was a building that was previous, has a lot of heritage values and whatever else, there was a number of items that were identified that required attention during the build. The exact nature of that, it was an overrun of the total project, and there would have been a number of different things that would have made up the $36,000 that ended up being the overrun. Mr. Dobson, can you help me any further than that?
Through you, Madam Chair. To my mind, there is no single item that would have caused the overrun, but a number of smaller aspects of the integration project.
Okay.
Thank you.
Next question, page 97. Workers' compensation. What has the council done to review and modify work practices to minimise workers' compensation for the year to the 30th of 6th this year going forward?
Thank you.
Through you, Madam Chair. It's an ongoing process. Of course, we would like that to be zero claims and obviously zero costs. Unfortunately, there have been a couple of instances where there have been injuries that have occurred within the workplace. In such circumstances, there is a review that's undertaken by our risk management staff, and if necessary, we also will bring in outside consultants to actually review work practices and those sort of things where possible. In some cases, some of these are strains and sprains, and we offer a number of training sessions throughout the year, particularly within the outdoor workforce, to assist workers in being aware of how best to lift and move and those types of things.
Thank you, Councillor Jarman.
Thank you. Mr. Gardam.
Good evening. Malcolm Gardam, 4 Beaumont Drive, Mindetta. Reference item 1.6, meetings at the Paranapple Centre, Convention Centre, on page 92 of the current agenda. It states that over 15 events were held during March and April in the Convention Centre, but of the 14 listed, no less than 6 were attributed to DCC, Devonport Library and the Local Government Association, indicating a high level of self-generated use. I also noted, and I haven't got this written down, but looking through there, all of the others, bar maybe one, were also local events. Nothing's come from outside of the town that I can see. Can Council advise as to how many of the events to date in the Convention Centre have been conducted over a two-day period and perhaps thereby creating an accommodation need?
Thank you.
Through you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
We'll have to take that on notice to compile the figures.
Yes. Is that all right, Mr. Garnham?
Well, I guess so. It's just something that ran over 2 days. You'd have to stay for a night. They should stick in your mind, I would have thought.
Through you, Madam Chair. There's been a number of events that have been held here. For instance, the general meeting, you say it's a self-generated event. It was the Local Government Association of Tasmania. There was a number of people who were at that event that would have been in Devonport the night before. We've had the engineers, professional engineers, held their conference here. That was over 3 days, I believe. Okay. Started on the Thursday, went through to the Saturday. That would have been requiring accommodation. We've also had the RACT held their board meeting here. There was a number of... Their whole board was here for essentially 2 days. And then they had their 50-year... anniversary celebration in the conference facility as well. And so they would have been here for accommodation. We don't keep records on the attendees at these events. Another one on this list is the sort of the physiotherapists group. They actually held a conference here. I don't know how many of those were from Devonport or from the broader Tasmanian or from anywhere else. Our interest is in the events being in the convention centre, not necessarily trying to break down the attendees into whether they had accommodation or otherwise.
Yeah. Thank you very much for that, General Manager. That was all I was asking. I mean, you know whether you've had something over more than 1 day. I'm not asking you how many people stayed with friends or whatever, but obviously it's only those that are over a two-day period that would perhaps want some accommodation, so, and from outside of the city. Reference item 1.6, meetings at Parinarboa Convention Centre on page 92 of the current agenda. It notes that the Gateway Church conducted its Churches Together Easter Thursday services in the conference centre. Accordingly, will Council confirm if the Gateway Church actually paid, and if so, were the rates commercial or community-based rates as per the set hire schedule?
Through you, Madam Chair, the Gateway Church did pay, and they were the community rates because it is a community. It was a community church service. It was organised by Gateway Church, but they paid the community rate as set in the schedule of charges.
Thank you very much. Third question. Time for me. Thanks.
Thank you.
In previous council offices, there was a place to pick up council information, brochures and so forth. Do you intend to put one in here at all? Have I clarified that?
Yes, thank you. Have we got an intention?
Through you, Madam Chair. The process is that if there's information to be collected, there's not a brochure rack as such. There's not a display of individual items that people can just come in and pick off the brochure rack. We do provide, particularly for visitors to the city, the information centre next door that has all those brochures and those sort of things as well. In relation to, we have a number of people that come here and collect stuff if it's been arranged for that to occur, but there's no such place as a central repository, I suppose, to display or to retrieve that type of information.
Thank you. In other words, you ask, I take it.
I'm sure the staff would suggest people could go across to the information centre to get any of the brochures.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's a one-stop shop in a way. Thank you.
Douglas Janney again. What number of budget submissions by ratepayers have been adopted into the 1920 budget?
Through you, Madam Chair, the 1920 budget is still being prepared, and as part of that process, those submissions have all been provided, and a summary of those have been provided to Council for Council to consider. As to the percentage of the ones that may or may not be adopted, I can't tell you that at this stage because the budget hasn't been finalised. Our usual process is at the end of the budget process, we'll go through and review all of those again and then correspond with the individuals who have made those submissions to advise them as to whether their submission has been included, if it hasn't, for what reason, or some details about some other activities that Council may be doing that may be similar along the lines of what has been asked for.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Question three. Reference the unconfirmed audit panel minutes 26th of March 2019. It states in relation to the Auditor General's review of the three councils, including Devonport, that they've drafted the report relating to two and are currently finalising the third. The draft report will be provided to Council for comment prior to the report being tabled to Parliament. At this stage, they are looking to table the report in May. Will Council confirm if the draft report referred to has been received?
Thank you.
Through you, Madam Chair. The answer is no.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Lovely. Thank you for that from the gallery. So, item 3.2, questions on notice from councillors. We don't seem to have any. I'll just go back to where we were. So moving on to item 4.1, elected members' expenditure report for March and April 2019. If I could have a mover of that recommendation, please. Councillor Laycock.
Thank you.
You might share. Can you? Are you able to share? Oh, we didn't do a test run. Councillor Rockliffe's is working. No, it's not. Oh, I'm the only one. I don't need a recorder.
As you wish to speak, if you just let us know, Kim will bring the chairs.
Now I'm on. Ah, it's working now. What happened?
Through you, Madam Chair, we've just worked out what it was. There was a light flashing on your speaker, which means you cut everybody else off.
Lovely. Well, there you go.
I need to.
Wow.
You need to show me that button.
Yeah, that's a handy one to have. Wonderful. All right, so we'll start again. Councillor Laycock has moved and Councillor Rockliffe has seconded.
Milburn.
Oh, Milburn, sorry. And if Councillor Laycock would like to speak on that?
Yes, just briefly. I'd just like to say I did go to the conference in Launceston, the Legat Local Government Elected Members Workshop, and I just want to say how valuable those workshops are, especially, well, not just for the new people, but they're good refreshers for us oldies too, and I pointing to myself there, but with Councillor Lecture and Councillor Ennis there, it was good to get to know other members of our own council, since we don't have our dinner anymore on council meeting night. Sorry to bring that up, but that used to help us get to know one another and bond. So it is very important that we do go to these things and get the training. And of course, I went last week to the Local Government Women's Conference in Sydney, and that was excellent. So now I'm saying that, perhaps I shouldn't be moving that you pay that with my name on it. But anyway, if it's not correct, I'm sure the General Manager will put... It's okay, right.
We
so that's all I've got to
that.
Say is how important these workshops and conferences are. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Milbourne.
I would like... can we sort of note at some time for the Legat Members Workshop a bit of feedback from that, just from the people who went, for some of the Sikwan guys?
That's a great idea. I think we could do that at the next workshop, perhaps. Might bring that item up and put it into there.
Thank you.
And the same with Councillor Laycock's trip, perhaps. We get a report.
Madam Chair, I'm well aware I've got to put a full report in on if you go interstate, you put a full report in. And if I had realised, I would have documented the notes for that. But the best thing to do, Councillor Milbourne, is to go to the conference because it's great. Thank you.
Thank you. So that is you closing, was it?
Absolutely.
Thank you. So all those in favour? Any against? Carried. Thank you. Moving on to item 4.2, Annual Plan Progress Report to 30th of April 2019. May I have a mover of that recommendation on page 9?
So moved.
Councillor Rockliffe. And a second?
Second.
Councillor Alexiou, thank you. Councillor Rockliffe.
Thank you. Good to see that we're on track with most of our actions from the annual plan and that we've made good progress on most of them. So that's really good. And there's responses to reasons why we aren't on a couple of them. So thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Alexiou?
Nothing further, Chair.
Thank you. Any further comment? No, if you would like to... Close that, Mayor.
Consider it closed. Thank you.
Thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Are they against? All carried? Thank you. Item 5 is the finance report. So 5.1, financial report to the 30th of April 2019. On page 41, please bear with me while I go to that. Thank you. If I could have a mover of that, please.
So moved.
Councillor Milbourne, anyone to second?
Yeah, I'm happy to second.
Thank you, Mayor. Councillor Milbourne.
It's pretty clear, so I received and noted and moving on.
Thank you. Mayor Rockliffe?
We're well on track with our budget to actuals, and some variations that we're looking at have been explained fully in the notes, so thank you.
Thank you. Any further comment? No? So if we could have that closed, thanks. Councillor Milbourne?
Consider it closed.
Thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Any against? So carried. That's unanimous. So six is community services report. 6.1 is the review of special interest and working groups. And if I could have a mover of that recommendation, please.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Laycock. To second?
Second.
Thank you, Councillor Ennis. Councillor Laycock.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is calling for expressions of interest for people to join these community groups. And it is really important that we keep refreshing these groups, bringing up new ideas. You can read there what they are, and only need to go through all of that. So we're looking forward to the people applying to come in to join our council working groups. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Ennis.
It's important to give people the opportunity to be involved in these things, and it's just really important that we ensure that we follow up with the members of the community that do put their hand up to be involved. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further comment? No? Councillor Laycock, if you'd like to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Any against? All carried. Thank you. Item 6.2 is change of weekend hours for the Bass Strait Maritime Centre. On page 57, if I could have a mover of that, please.
I'm happy to move the recommendation.
Thank you, Mayor Rockliffe. Any to second?
I'll second it.
Councillor Milbourne, thank you. Mayor Rockliffe, if you'd like to speak to that.
Thank you. Look, there's a fairly detailed report from staff there around the logic of this, and certainly the numbers seem to stack up and reinforce the recommendation that's been made. It says very clearly that the morning is the busiest time for the Maritime Centre and that we should be taking advantage of that. And, you know, the logic is there, so I'm comfortable with the recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Milbourne.
Looks very detailed. I'd just like to note how fabulous it is that we have the cafe operators in there and that they're willing to go above and beyond to put their extra bit to make the operations very smooth there. So good for the Fieldings for that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further comment?
Yes.
Councillor Hollister.
I have been to the museum a couple of times, or the cafe there, since it's reopened, and it's pleasing to see that there's good numbers there. I know the people I work with quite like going there, so it's very good.
It was nice to see that there was an article in the paper about it too just recently, so that certainly supports them and does the right thing and supports a new business having a go, so which is wonderful. Thank you. So we might...
I was just going to add to that, Madam Chair, that the food is very good and it's showcasing our local seafood. So I think it's a win-win all round for the Devonport area.
Thank you. Councillor Ennis.
I just while we're speaking about that, did anyone get a report on how the free entry went Saturday, I think? I don't know. They're having free entry to the...
Maritime Centre?
Yeah, anyone here?
On Saturday. Was there a special day for that? Was there a reason?
I don't know.
Okay.
It was just open.
We might need to find out about that.
I believe it was an open day.
An open day.
Oh, right.
Open day. Okay.
We might get a bit more information about that and get back to you on that, Councillor Ennis. Thank you. Any further comment? No. Mayor Rockliffe to close, please.
Consider it closed. Thank you.
Thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Any against? So carried. Thank you. Item 6.3 is the Cradle Country Marketing Group Annual Review. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please? It's on page 62 if we need to have a look.
Yeah, I'm happy to move the recommendation.
Thank you, Mayor Rockliffe. And a second?
Happy to do that.
Thank you, Councillor Laycock. Mayor Rockliffe.
Again, a comprehensive report and the logic of waiting until the Regional Tourism Association, the Regional Tourism Organisation settles in and see how that responds and works with the other groups that have an interest in this area is sensible. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Laycock?
Nothing further to add.
No. Any further comment? Councillor Ennis?
I think it's a good idea to review after 6 months or so. I think that's the plan, so good thoughts.
Mm. Excellent. Thank you. Any further comment? No? Mayor Rockliffe, would you like to close that?
Yeah, consider it closed. Item? Thank you.
Thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? So carried. Thank you. Item seven is bi-monthly reports. Our 7.1 is minutes of council's special interest groups and advisory boards. So, thank you, Councillor Laycock. Second? Thank you, Councillor Milbourne. Councillor Laycock.
Nothing to add. We're receiving and noting the reports from those interest groups and it's all there for everyone to read. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Milbourne.
Nothing further to
add. Thank you. Any further comment?
If I may.
Councillor Hollister.
There was quite a bit of discussion at the meeting about our acquisitions policy, which I believe we need to look into. It was brought up that our gallery specifically looks into Tasmanian artworks and we're spending quite a bit of money on the acquisition from Tidal. We probably need to look into the effect that, you know, our acquisitions are mainly known throughout the state to be Tasmanian, and yet we're starting to move the object, I suppose, of our gallery in a different direction. So we probably need to look at it or change our, our purchasing sort of policy.
Okay, it's something perhaps you could bring up at the committee level at the art gallery first?
Which is, that's where it's come from.
Okay. Yes,
but it needs further work on it, obviously.
All right. No problem, thank you. Any further comment? No. Councillor Laycock, if you'd like to close that.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Any against? So carried. Thank you. 7.2 is Community Services Report for March and April of 2019. If I could have a mover, please.
So moved.
Mayor Rockliffe. Second, thank
Seconded.
You.
Seconded.
Councillor Milbourne. Councillor Rockliffe.
It's all in the report. Our community services sector has been very busy working with both young people, old people and all of those in between. So it's been a very busy couple of months. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Milbourne.
We live in a very lucky area, don't we? It's a great range of diverse projects there, which is great for the whole community. So nothing further.
Thank you. Any further comment? Councillor Ennis.
I think it's great to see Councillor Alexio there dancing away. It's fantastic.
I think you seem to have been there too, Councillor Ennis, joining in with a big smile on your face.
No photo evidence.
No, you're in there somewhere. Yes, and look, if I could also comment, the seniors program, the Ageing Stronger, Active Longer, is incredible. I don't know if we've got much awareness of what's really going on down there. The staff are so successful with that, they're asking for more classes. So it's wonderful to see and such a wonderful program. So well done to the staff involved. But if we could have that closed, thanks. Mayor Rockliffe.
Consider it closed. Thank you.
Thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? So carried. Thank you. 7.3, Arts and Culture Report. If I could have a mover of that on item 90, page 93.
So moved.
Thank you. And a second?
Yeah, I'll second.
Thank you, Mayor Rockliffe. Councillor Laycock.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Look, it's all there. I must say it's great to see the photographs, even like with the previous motion as well. People can actually see what's happening, but it's nice to see the report. And if you are not on the committee and you don't have an understanding, you've only got to read these reports that are put in, because it certainly brings you up to date, and the gallery in particular is doing just so much, and with what's coming up, it's a credit to everybody, to staff and Jeff and his teams. Thank you.
Thank you. Mayor Rockliffe.
Thank you. Yes, I agree with Councillor Laycock, particularly some of the work that the art staff are doing with, the gallery staff are doing with young people, and engaging community in arts in a way that perhaps hasn't happened before. So I thank them for that, and long may it continue.
Thank you. Any further comment? No. I'd like to congratulate Mr. Dobson and his staff at the Art Gallery for No. 34 Aboriginal Centre. It was a wonderful program. It was a really great thing to see that we're transitioning into allowing from the region people being able to utilise the Art Gallery, and that seeing they're based at the Central Coast Council, and it's just wonderful to see that we've got them participating with an exhibit. It was wonderful. Thank you. And I might have a question for you as well, if I may. The Julie Burgess, obviously people were away over Easter and Anzac Day, so we couldn't have the Julie Burgess out. It was a bit of a shame. Were there many people that wanted to go out on it?
There have been a number of non-related issues with the Julie Burgess of late.
Okay.
Some being related to the weather, some being related to the crew. There was one particular day which was cancelled the day before due to the weather, but on the particular day it turned out fine and blew past. So there has been just one or two underlying issues which has hampered it to date.
Thank you. Anything further from anyone else there? Councillor Laycock? Oh, yes, if you'd like to close. Thank you.
Thanks, Jared. In regards to Mr. Gardam's questions on the Paranapple Centre, I have to say that the local events being held there, the feedback I'm personally getting, I'm sure you're all getting the same, has been excellent. People that didn't bother to come into the centre before had the opportunity through these. I know in particular I've got a couple of contacts through the RAC T1, and so, you know, you're opening up your centre for people to understand what it's about in the community. So I think I'm not touching that. I think that's really good. It really distracts you, doesn't it, when it keeps going off and on? So it's great for the community, and we build it for the community. And, of course, a lot of the overriders, that will come later, but the community is getting on board now with the Paranapple Centre.
Well done.
And, you know, I think we all feel really good about that. So everything takes time, doesn't it? Thank you. I'll close that one.
Thank you. It has been closed, Councillor Innes. Sorry. Okay, I do apologise. Yes, okay, so that item is now closed. Thank you. If I could have... sorry, what have I done? Oh, sorry, is that all those four? Yes, thank you. I'm sorry, I'm being distracted by Councillor Innes. All those four?
Aye.
Any against? So carried, thank you. Item 7.4, the Governance and Finance Report. If I could have a mover, please.
So moved.
Thank you, Mayor Rockliffe, Councillor Rockliffe, sorry. And a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Councillor Milbourne. Mayor Rockliffe.
Not a lot to add. A very detailed report around income, around parking, around some of the work that we're doing around technology, all of those, asset management, etc., that we've been working on for quite some time, that staff continue to work on and improve. So it's good to have an update on all of those things. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Milbourne?
Very comprehensive. Nothing further to add.
Thank you. Any further comment? Councillor Ennis?
Good to see that the website's use is firing. It's good. It's improving. And I think as we go on, these things will become more and more popular.
So true. Thank you. Councillor Murphy.
Yes, Madam Chairman. Just in relation to the legal issues, there's no record. I'm just thinking of the Stewart Street one. Is one, whether there's an update on that needs to be
Through you, Madam Chair, matters relating to legal processes would normally be dealt with by Council in closed session because of the because they are legal matters. And so as part of this reporting process, we don't report those. We would normally refer those to Council through the normal Council agenda if there's information that is there that's suitable. But yeah. I can certainly advise Council after the meeting in workshop session as to where those things are at.
Yeah, obviously just when you look at the background there, property management legal issues is there, that's all.
Thank you. Anything further? No. I would like to ask a question, if I may. We've got work experience as an item there. Are we not looking at having any further work experience soon, or is this just an up-to-date of where we're at with work experience?
Yeah, it's just an up-to-date of where we're at. We do regularly have work experience students throughout the year, and they're not just... We've recently had a person from a disability organisation doing work experience with us for about 6 weeks. So
wonderful.
It does vary depending on the need. It's probably getting close to when we'll start to get some grade 10 school people through as well.
Lovely. That's great to hear. Thank you. I just, when you said NA, you just don't want it to be NA for too long. Councillor Hollister, sorry.
In the finance, there was a mention of bad debts, council rates, which were some... off memory, probably 4 or 5 years old. Are they sickness type ones, or people are just not willing to pay? And have we looked into whether we need to deal with them at this stage?
That's a number of questions. certainly, the bad debts that's referred to in the financial section is not in relation to rate debtors. Rate debtors aren't considered to be a bad debt as such because the debt always remains against the property. So even if it's not paid for the next 20, 30 years, the debt actually does sit against the property. Council has a reporting process, and I think we're getting pretty close to the end of financial year, so we'd normally report probably the first meeting in July as to where any long-term outstanding debts might be sitting so that Council can make some judgment calls in relation to whether they're going to pursue further action, which usually would require council making the decision to actually sell somebody's property. And that's the... those decisions aren't made at a staff level. They need to come through to through the council level. It's fair to say, though, that we have one of the lowest outstanding rate debtors ledger, I would say, amongst most councils in the state.
Thank you. Any further... comment? No. Mayor Rockliffe.
Consider it closed. Thank you.
Thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Any against? It's unanimous. That would be closed. Thank you. So item 7.4 finished. So we're to the closure. This being no further business, declare the meeting closed at 6:09. Looks like from me here. Thank you. Thank you for those attending in the gallery. And thank you for all seated here.